This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Biden administration is sending more weapons to Israel. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Congressional aides tell AP the Biden administration is sending a new package of arms and ammunition to Israel, more than $1 billion worth, including tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. It would be the first announced arms shipment to Israel since the administration put another on hold earlier this month, consisting of 3,500 bombs. That was paused to keep Israel from using them in its growing offensive in the crowded southern Gaza city of Rafah. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The prosecution's star witness in Donald Trump's hush money trial returns to the stand on Thursday, Michael Cohen. The AP's Eric Tucker is covering the trial in New York, where Donald Trump's lawyers have started questioning Cohen.
He was able to say that each check, each reimbursement was built on a lie, that he had contributed to the filing of false documents on Trump's behalf as a way to protect Trump. He acknowledged that up front, which could take the steam out of some of the defense questioning that we get on Thursday, because he was very upfront about the crimes that he says he committed for Donald Trump.
Former President Trump denies any wrongdoing in the case. Under arrest in Florida, the driver of a pickup truck that crashed into a farm worker bus on Tuesday, killing 8 people. The truck driver faces charges of driving under the influence, manslaughter. This happened about 80 miles north of Orlando in Marion County. The Caitlin Clark era in the WNBA is officially underway, though Caitlin Clark went scoreless for nearly the first 15 minutes last night before finishing with 20 points in the Indiana Fever's 92-71 loss to the Connecticut Sun. And at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, a miniature poodle named Sage has won the top prize, Best in Show. This is AP News. The latest now on that cargo ship that slammed into a bridge in Baltimore. The AP's Sagar Magani with this story.
Investigators say the cargo ship that caused March's Baltimore bridge collapse had a power blackout hours before it leaving port. The National Transportation Safety Board's preliminary report says the Dolly had an electrical blackout about 10 hours before leaving the port of Baltimore. Shortly after departing, it lost power again and hit one of the key bridges supporting columns, leading to the bridge's collapse within seconds. A full report will likely take more than a year. The FBI is also conducting a criminal probe into the circumstances before the bridge's collapse, which killed 6 workers who were on the bridge. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Dow rose 126 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.